CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Today on Fire It Up with CJ, we have Harry Uhane Jim, one of the few living Hawaiian native kuhanas. Make sure to get more shows like this one at fireitupwithcj.com. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you live on CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ.
Aloha, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and we have Harry Uhane Jim, who is a Hawaiian kuhuna with us. And we've been talking about female and male energies, but the intention of those things, when they're brought together in unison, it creates a circle. A circle which in many cultures represents balance, wholeness. In some cultures, it's even infinity. For some cultures, it's about boundary and to protect others. So we're going to be talking with Harry Uhane Jim about how we can stop running around in circles, which is what we do here most of the time, and how we can embrace living in a circle culture. So what is a circle culture, and how could we learn from the circle culture? You said that you're...
Okay. Let me just tackle that one. That one is a fun one to do because it really gives us a place to open our minds to. Did you know that for most part, 99% of the time, most of our lives would be in front of a fire, not TV? That before technology, we all sat in the fire for the stories from the storyteller to give us the stick of the past and the faith of the future, the path, to mark that path. And that circle culture comes from this idea.
So we can't go sitting around our TV and having that happen?
No, it's not so much that. It's so much to get to this point about how the pyramid culture, and you can see the pyramid culture on the dollar bill.
Yes.
True. And what it says to you is that someone else must be in charge of you. That you need the pyramid and someone is more important than you and they're sitting on the top and they're steering your life and your lifestyle. In circle culture, we're sitting as a group and a cluster, very similar to how most movements across the planet have happened. And in that cluster, we look at each other in dignity, appreciating that there is no person in that circle less or more important to God. And knowing that truth, we can look at each other carrying our own dignity and taking self-responsibility for what we create. Circle culture is what you find in places where there are community gardens, where people will feed and exchange food without a dollar to define and demand that there must be someone in charge, that you are not capable of feeding self with the collection.
So it's like in the pyramid culture, the person in charge is in charge. And in the circle culture, every single person is in charge for themselves.
Correct. Everybody is in charge, but anytime you need a skill set from a specific advanced expertise, they will come to the center of the circle only for that purpose and bring us to knowledge and intelligence.
Right. And you're more like a spoke of a wheel than
spoke
they
of
are
a wheel, right.
Top of a pyramid.
So if we're traveling, we'd look for the navigator. If we're planting seeds, we'd look for the farmer. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't give them such authority that our opinion and our investment is not assigned. Let me give you a real clean understanding of what pyramid does. Mm-hmm. Pyramid says that in exchange for your authority and power, we will give you a bargain by making you safe in the future.
Right.
And circle culture says, wait a minute. We will take what we have and move one step in the front, one step together, so that no one's left in the past.
Right. So it's, whereas the first one is like, I'll protect you.
The first one is, I promise you. And the second one is, we deliver together.
Yeah, I kind of, when you said that, I imagine those movie scenes when there's a battle and they actually all face back-to-back with each other, and they actually have all of their armor on the outside to protect themselves, and they move inch by inch to whatever they need to get to, versus the pyramid would be like someone, you know, that those battle scenes where you see someone charging ahead, and everyone follows.
Here's another example of circle culture. I think it's Iceland, Greenland. I'm not sure really. I think it's Iceland. Mm-hmm. What happened was there is that the people decided that the pyramid culture was destroying them. They overborrowed from Britain. And so what they did is they put in jail the politicians. sent Britain a notice that they can't pay and recreated an entire new government, all within months. It is not known in the Western world that this happened because it will crush pyramid culture. But it is a circle culture movement. If you look at this country of Miramar, the upcoming country of Hawaii, all of these are circle culture movements. And Idle No More, these are all movements, but they're not movements of political unrest or activism. They're spiritual movements. And spiritual movements means this. Let me give you that so we get some sense of it all. When you are in a religious context, you work all your life to avoid hell. In a spiritual context, you've been there, you've done that, and you've moved on past hell, and you get to do what's doing. The power of spiritual authority is simply the application of common sense. That's why I'm trusting women who have children will lead us into the future.
So you're saying that religion, you're making the analogy between religion and a pyramid culture. And that,
well,
that,
you either believe in the United States or believe in the Roman Catholic Church, but you actually know your community.
So you're saying making the shift from that, you know, that culture that's based off of the government will tell me what to do, the religion will tell me what to do, and instead holding hands with your neighbor in a circle and moving together.
Absolutely. For many, many across the planet, that's how they survive. What happens to cultures that don't have social services? What happens to cultures who don't invest 75% of their income into military war? They live in peace.
But we're too big to, I mean, here's my, I would say my first responses. Well, we're too big to do that.
Absolutely. We're too big and it's too uncomfortable. And it was only because of the crisis of World War II, Adolf Hitler, that we had any authority of moving past that time. Before that crisis, it wasn't real. After that crisis, it was so significant that it opened the doors for all women to go to college, which brought us to the place of the 60s in this country. So what I want to express to you is even though it doesn't look like it's the job
is
done,
yeah,
it is not only happening, it is happening at a pace of evolution. See, evolution is revolution. It's just done so quietly we don't notice, that's all.
So women are actually, the energies have been, or have and continue to be balanced, but we don't see that happening. But it's happening. Ho'oponopono is happening.
It is so happening. It is so happening. For the first time on the planet, we had Hillary Clinton as a diplomat for the United States. That was unheard of. Unheard of.
Okay, let me remove some biases that I have. So I think of a circle culture and thinking, oh, is this decision by consensus? Oh, Lord, this will take forever to do.
Well, actually, this is decision by mysticism, and mysticism is common sense. It just makes so much more sense to take a month out of buying tomatoes and take 5 minutes a day and growing them yourself. That's mystical. That's connecting and anchoring joy to the planet.
But then if you're working in a circle, don't you all have to agree to plant the tomatoes and before everyone steps forward? I mean, in a circle culture, do all of you have to agree before you step
forward? No, that's kind of a borrowed idea that agreement is important. Agreement is important for contracts. Cooperation is not about agreements. It's about getting the job done. Once the decision to plan things go in, sometimes they make mistakes, sometimes they don't. But we all agree that cooperation is a better tool than dependency.
Okay, so the value that you have is because we all have to be independent and we're all interdependent because we have to share tomatoes afterwards, right? Then we need to cooperate.
And also that there is a way so that it doesn't directly affect anybody, that it's more wiser to learn how to do these simple things for ourselves. It's more wiser to give back to the individual community a sense of safety for our children. It's wiser for them to play in garden after school than with computers. It is a good way, but it is not the only way we need to learn about living and eating on this planet. Those of the 8 billion on this planet right now almost 7, 6 billion, so many. The ones who will thrive are those who are closest to Earth. The ones who are dependent on oil will probably have a lot of problems.
Right.
lot of problems. And those who are able to get their own food from their neighbors will develop a very strong community that will thrive and absolutely feed their children far beyond the contingencies of somebody else taking care of
them. That's why in the first segment you said plant a garden. Like, that's the first
place. Plant a garden.
That's the first place to start. I get it now. All right, I'm going out there right now, getting my shovel. All right, so gratitude to you. Or mahalo. So Harry Uwani Jim, who is going to be speaking at the East West Bookstore on April 18th at between 7 and 8. And in the next segment, we're going to be offering a time for healing. We're going to take the Kohana energies that Harry holds. We're going to send energies to those who are traumatized or suffering or had people die during the Boston Marathon. So we'll be right back.